You're listening to SBS News.
Federal, state and territory leaders were in agreement after today's cabinet meeting that zero community transmission of COVID-19 was the national goal during the pandemic. The announcement comes after the leaders met today as Victoria scrambles to control its deadly outbreak. Mr Morrison outlined a number of suppression strategies, including a comprehensive national database to monitor the outbreak and stricter protocols for freight movement between borders. This will include more testing of truck drivers over concerns motorists exempt from travel restrictions may spread the disease. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all leaders agreed the country must focus all resources on suppressing the virus.
You know, we're in this fight, and in some fights we'll be behind and in some fights we'll be ahead, but we're always in the fight in Australia. And what it demonstrates is that you can do it without breaks. You can get on top of them, but you've got to be constant about it and you've got to throw everything at it. And we will get on top of it in Victoria because there is the determination and the cooperation to achieve that, and that was reinforced today. Also, I want to stress that all other states and territories remain on alert, and there is very much that sense around all the other premiers and chief ministers today.
Australia also launched a preemptive strike on countries looking to hoard a coronavirus vaccine, with Mr Morrison stating he had discussed a potential vaccine with French President Emmanuel Macron and is confident like-minded countries will make it available if one is found. He reiterated the obligation for any country to openly share a vaccine discovery.
I think there's an absolute obligation on whoever finds this to share it with the world. And, you know, it was Australia, through the Doherty Institute, was the first to genetically reproduce the COVID-19 virus. And we shared it. We didn't sell it. We didn't restrict it. We shared it. We made sure everybody could get it. And we did it as soon as we found it. And that's the attitude, that's the leadership Australia has shown. And that's what we'd expect from other countries when it comes to a vaccine.
The recession also formed a key plank of the National Cabinet meeting after the federal government's budget update. Mr Morrison said the focus was on bringing the effective unemployment rate of 11.3% down rather than focusing on the jobless rate, which is expected to peak at 9.25%. The federal government has allocated $300 billion on coronavirus support, with states and territories spending $42 billion. Leaders have agreed to fast-track 15 major projects worth $72 billion, which could create 66,000 direct and indirect jobs. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia is on a better path than other nations to forge a road to recovery.
Two world wars and a depression didn't bring Australia to its knees, and COVID will not either. While we will continue to provide fiscal support through the crisis, sustainable growth will only come from creating the most dynamic and the most flexible economy we possibly can. And that is how we can get Australians back into work as quickly as possible.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government needs to take advantage of the opportunities to invest in infrastructure now. The Labor leader says there needs to be a clearer plan moving forward out of the coronavirus crisis.
This government likes slogans: JobKeeper, JobSeeker, JobTrainer. What we actually need is JobCreator from this government. A plan to create jobs, to deal with how we come out of this pandemic and its consequential economic downturn by actually growing the economy and by growing jobs.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly said the National Cabinet also discussed a better way to coordinate action against aged care outbreaks, flagging an announcement in coming days.
On aged care, because that is such a crucial component, and we know from all around the world that our most vulnerable people are our elderly, and particularly those in residential aged care. And we've seen some of those issues really emerging in the recent days and weeks in Melbourne. So we're asking for very granular information about that to guide our response. Similarly with the tracing and contact tracing and contacting those, and some other measures related to healthcare and particularly intensive care.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.